Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Tim Wheeler, the environmental reporter at the Baltimore Sun. Tim, the governor has stepped up and done something for the environment, and some people say to the sort of disadvantage of farmers on the Eastern Shore, and that is trying to control yet again phosphorus, which gets into the bay and does harm. Tell us what these regulations that he is putting into effect would do and why they're upsetting people.
Well, it's a new sort of system or set of guidelines to tell farmers where they can use animal manure primarily, which is rich in phosphorus, to fertilize their fields. And it's a stricter set of guidelines than they've worked under in the past, so that there are a lot of farmers, apparently, who will be limited, if not forbidden, from using poultry litter or poultry manure
because their farms already are sort of saturated with phosphorus.
That's right, Fraser. There's a significant percentage of the shore, especially in the lower shore, the sort of the heart of the chicken industry in Maryland, where they've been using poultry manure for a very long time as fertilizer, and they've been putting down with that manure a lot more phosphorus than any of the crops could use, and it's been building up in the soil to the point where it is running off or seeping into the bay.
And what does it do when it gets into the bay?
Well, it's phosphorus is one of the nutrients, plant nutrients essentially, like nitrogen, that feed algae, plants in the water. And those algae, when they die, suck out all the oxygen out of the water, which means there isn't any for the fish and the crabs and the shellfish to breathe.
Well, we don't. None of us want that, probably not even the farmers. These regulations would go into effect over a period of time. That doesn't mitigate the damage to them?
Well,
the financial damage, you know what I mean?
No, obviously, anytime you change things, change the status quo, there are winners and losers. And this means that they would have to find another type of fertilizer. They'd probably have to buy it from a feed store. And typically, that costs them more than the manure. Sometimes they if they grow the chickens themselves, it's free to them. And if they get it from a neighbor, they may pay very little or nothing for it. In this case, they have to go to the store and buy it. There was an economic impact study that looked at this and said for the entire Eastern Shore could cost millions, tens of millions potentially, depending on how quickly it was put in place and how much, if anything, the state offered by way of financial aid to the farmers.
And getting to the political underlay, which is always there, we have the governor doing it right now, having done it right now at the very last moment, because in part, Governor-elect Hogan doesn't agree with it.
Yeah, Governor-elect Hogan has said that he would stop these regulations. So, yes, the governor, O'Malley, acted in essentially the 11th hour based on, you know, Maryland regulatory process. You have to allow for a public comment. You have to allow for the legislators to look at the regulations. And when you figured up the calendar and all the different days that were needed, he had to do it by last Friday or he wouldn't be able to finalize them before he left office.
What does it mean for the rest of us quickly?
Well, it could mean that we might pay a little more for our chicken over time. It also could mean that we have a cleaner bay. And well, that's what the environmentalists would like you to think, that this isn't just a political boon to them. This is considered really an essential step to helping to clean up the bay.
Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Tim Wheeler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.